T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, currently mostly cloudy and 77 degrees. A judge has ruled a Wichita woman accused of decapitating her ex-boyfriend's mother is competent for trial.
Rachel Hilliard is charged with first-degree murder in the April 2017 death of 63-year-old Mickey Davis, the mother of Hilliard's ex-boyfriend. Earlier this year, she had been found not competent and returned to Larned State Hospital, pending Monday's reevaluation in Sedgwick County District Court. Prosecutors say Davis was attacked when she went with her 9-year-old grandson to collect some belongings from a home. The boy was able to run away and call 911. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A Russian woman is being charged by the Justice Department for allegedly attempting to create a back channel to Moscow by infiltrating conservative groups like the NRA.
29-year-old Maria Butina making her first appearance in court Monday after the Justice Department charged her with conspiracy for acting as an unregistered Russian agent inside the U.S. Butina is accused of conspiring to infiltrate American political groups, including the National Rifle Association, at the direction of a Kremlin official. Her attorneys dispute that she's an agent in the Russian Federation and call the charges overblown. Meanwhile, Democrats like California Senator Dianne Feinstein say the charges make President Trump's failure to stand up to Russian President Vladimir Putin and protect our national security look even worse. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
President Trump's summit with Russian President Putin kicked off a firestorm on Capitol Hill. As Fox's Chad Pergram reports, Republican members of Congress are feeling the heat. Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill.
Almost everybody on Capitol Hill had heard what the president had said, and that's why there was just this avalanche of reaction from both parties. Ben Sasse, Republican senator from Nebraska, who doesn't mince words, he said, you know, that he had constituents calling him and seeing him on the airplane and saying, quote, what in the hell was he thinking when he said this in reference to the president. But one member of Congress who apparently didn't hear a word at all is Mike Conaway. He is a Republican from Texas. He's a member of the Intelligence Committee. He led the Russia probe on behalf of the Intelligence Committee and said he was going to give the president the benefit of the doubt until he heard what he had to say.
Democrats are hoping this helps them build a case to retake the House this year. It looks like Amazon's fixed some website glitches that hit right at the start of Amazon Prime Day. But there was plenty of frustration for shoppers who had been hoping to get some deals online.
Amazon Prime Day was supposed to be loaded with bargains starting at 3 p.m. Eastern Time Monday. Instead, the online giant's website was hit by glitches, and people hoping to shop instead got stuck in loops, many of them only getting a picture of a dog. DownDetector.com, which tracks website outages, got reports of complaints from tens of thousands of users. Most folks had problems getting onto the website, but also 24% say they were having problems with checking out. As the problems hit, Amazon tweeting that they were working to resolve the issue quickly. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The future of Wichita's public golf courses is up in the air. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News the public became aroused after the city said it was considering closing Clap Course in southeast Wichita.
We need to have some conversations about looking at other options. How can we maybe make some kind of design change out there that might inspire more play? You know, we've been aggressively advertising our golf courses over the last several years. There are just fewer people playing golf.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted Show right here on KNSS. The Harvey County Sheriff's Office has released the name of a man who died in an accidental drowning at Harvey County East Park Saturday. 49-year-old David Francis Maloney of Newton was found dead by first responders. Maloney had said to a friend that he intended to swim across the lake. Alcohol was determined to likely be a factor in the incident. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Stephen. 10 in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
And this morning, we've got some wet roadways in Wichita in places. We've got some rain out there in the Wichita area. You know, yesterday on the Kansas Turnpike, just after 9 a.m., there was a injury accident, slide-off injury accident. Somebody hydroplaned and slid off the road. So roadways are wet and slippery this morning, and you do have to be careful. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Scattered thunderstorms have developed across south-central Kansas, and a few of those may produce some isolated areas of brief heavy rain. The high this afternoon, 91. Scattered storms again tonight, our low 72. A few morning storms possible tomorrow, Wednesday, 92. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now rain in the area, 78 degrees. Wind's been picking up the past hour. It's from the southeast, gusting to 23 miles per hour. And warm, partly cloudy day across Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature was 94 yesterday, normal high 93. And take a quick look at the KNSS Weather Center radar this morning. And there, if you can see, well, I can see on the screen that there is some light scattered rain throughout Sedgwick County and in the Wichita area right now. If you go south into Sumner, there's some pretty good rain in the northern part of Sumner County, back over to the west there. Good portion of Reno County getting showers right now, and a real good portion of Kingman out to the west. Go north of there and out toward Great Bend. Good portion of showers out there. We got some rain in the area, Ted, and it could be raining for a little while here this morning. So we'll keep you posted on that. 6:12, 12 minutes past 6 o'clock. Today is Tuesday, July 10th, 2018. On this date in 1955, Disneyland opened in Anaheim, California. You don't remember that, and I don't either, but I do remember Disneyland. Who were the three hosts of that opening? Well, they had an opening broadcast on ABC. Who were the three hosts of that? Do you know? Bob Cummings, I'll give you one.
Ronald Reagan.
And Art Linkletter.
Yes.
And I saw all three of those guys when I was out there about on their 35th anniversary of that. Sat right behind Bob Cummings at a news conference. He was really out of it. But... And so this was after President Reagan was president, but I got to see him fairly close. But, yeah, my family and I went out there, and for some reason, this is uncharacteristic. My dad said, we'll go out and visit my brother in California, and we'll go to Disneyland. This is 1956, 57. They had been open like 2 years. And I remember staying at the hotel, the motel, which is, and you could look over the open, great big open space, a field. Clear over there was Disneyland. See the castle and everything?
Mm-hmm.
It's all filled in now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's but
a little different.
That's how my first shot at Disneyland. Wow. And, of course, we just loved it.
Well, Disneyland. Of course, when Walt bought all that land, it was Orange Groves.
Yeah.
It was Anaheim was considered out in the boonies. And everybody was, why is he buying all this property out in Anaheim?
Wow.
For goodness sake.
He knew what he was doing.
Walt knew what he was doing.
The guy was a genius. There's no doubt about it. All right, 6:13 now, Steve and Ted. The Vatican official is headed to South Dakota to consider promoting the case of sainthood for a Lakota holy man who converted more than 400 people to the Catholic faith. The Rapid City Journal reports a bishop last year accepted a petition signed by 1,400 people that opened the cause for the canonization of Nicholas Black Elk. A Vatican official from Rome will arrive in Rapid City this month to potentially write a paper summarizing Black Elk's life and virtues. Black Elk was appointed a catechist by Jesuits in the early 1900s. To evangelize on tribal lands. If the official chooses to write the paper, it will then be voted on by a theological commission in Rome, and the issue will then be sent to the Pope, who may kick off the miracle reporting process. So it's quite a process.
Which takes forever.
Years. Yeah. We've seen that with regard to Father Capon here locally.
It's a long process.
Nothing's still going on. Where are they at in that? I know they were in the miracle stage of it, but...
I think that's still... part of the investment. It just takes part of the process.
It takes a lot of time, doesn't
it? Yeah,
it
does. They don't do it bestow lightly. Sainthood this, quickly or frivolously.
This fellow what they're talking about here is an American Indian, a Lakota Sioux. That's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Hmm.
A new report says artificial intelligence, AI, could create more jobs than the number lost through automation. Research done by the UK professional services firm PwC suggests AI could create 558,000 Scottish jobs over 20 years. We're looking at this in the United Kingdom, I guess. But as an example of where it could go, a further 544,000 jobs could be lost by 2037, resulting in a net increase of around 14,000. The report says innovations such as robotics, drones, and driverless vehicles could create extra jobs as productivity and real income rise, and new and better products are developed. So if you're in a driverless car, how do you tune in Steve and Ted on KNSS? You have to have the driverless driver do it, or can you actually reach up there and do it yourself, I wonder?
Have the driverless driver do it. Why not? I don't want to have to do any work.
Yeah. Okay. 6:15, Steve and Ted, and I'd like to thank those people who have responded to my Facebook posting.
We're
yesterday.
Going to get to the point where the driverless, I don't like that station.
Yeah.
You start arguing with
the
driverless car.
Hal, is that his name?
Right.
What was the guy's name he was talking to? Who was the astronaut's name?
Dave.
I'm sorry, Dave. I want to listen to country.
Yeah.
Don't. I'd get into a big argument over it. Hal, give that guy the finger. I'm sorry, Dave.
I'm not programmed to
I'm
do that.
I'm not programmed to do that. Well, all right. Driverless cars. What the heck? Anyway, thanks to all who messaged me after my Facebook posting about my 48th anniversary and broadcasting yesterday. And I tell you, I like to do that primarily because I like to see who's out there and looking at Facebook and who'll respond. Got some old friends. Susan, I can't remember her last name now. Susan Eubank Moser, I think is her name now. And Susan was a year behind me in school. She was Jerry, my younger brother's age. Susan lived right across the street from us guys out there.
Yeah.
And how can I put this nicely? Susan was a fox. She was... She was a real good-looking, nice young lady, nice girl. One of the, she had all these boys in the neighborhood. Of course, they went gaga over Susan, but she was one who responded, and another, old classmates, people like that.
Very nice.
It's fun to, and our good friend Jim Kobe jumped on there. So the Cobra's doing some listening.
Good deal.
Of course, Jim's a former sports broadcaster who's now working for lots of money out of spirit, so. Anyway, it's fun to do that.
Yeah, good to hear from folks and touch base with them.
Even our manager Jackie, she did an email.
Oh, really?
I haven't looked at the text of it, but I think it probably says congratulations, and that's probably about it. And she
it's always good to get a little recognition.
She didn't invite me to lunch or anything. Anyway, there you go. 6:17, Steve and Ted.
You can always hope.
You can always hope for it. Yeah. 6:18 now with Steve and Ted here on a Tuesday morning with some rain around the area again this morning. How about that, Ted? And we got leadoff sports now with Ted Woodward. And the All-Star break is on in Major League Baseball. They had a home run derby. That's about all I know right now. Fill us in. Fill in the cracks, Ted, will you?
Home run derby last night prior to the All-Star game. You heard it on KFH. And Bryce Harper on his home turf for the Washington Nationals in the nation's capital putting on a show. There were 221 home runs hit in the derby last night.
And 13. Make it 14 to right field. They're coming fast and furious. On its way. 15. Liner to right. 16. On its way again. 17. And now a fly ball to center field. Harper, deep, right field, at the buzzer. We are tied.
Bryce Harper ended up beating Kyle Schwarber of the Cubs for the home run derby title last night.
You ever play slow pitch softball?
Yeah.
I played in the league with the team for about 12 years. They had guys who weighed 110 pounds, would hit four dingers a game with that crummy upward swing.
Right.
So I'm not, I don't know. I hear those fans. They loved to watch
that. Oh, they're
going
crazy. Yeah.
I don't think it's that big a deal, but hey, what the heck.
There you go, your home run derby action last night.
Yeah.
Tonight is the All-Star game itself.
Yeah, the game's tonight. Okay.
Of course, the Royals do have a representative, and he'll have a little bit of a nice role. Royals catcher Salvador Perez is on the All-Star team, and he'll be starting for the American League. His good friend, Tampa Bay's Wilson Ramos, was going to start, but Ramos has an injury, so Salvador Perez will start for the American League for the fifth year in a row. Of course, Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says he likes the fact that baseball does have a representative of every team at the All-Star game.
I do think the tradition of 30 clubs all being represented is something that's important. I think it's sort of symbolic in terms of the competitive balance in our game that's been so important to our success. And so I you do kind of put a black mark on a club when you say to them, you know, we're going to pick 32 guys from your league and, you know, not one for you.
Every team still does get a representative.
Nice.
And Salvador Perez is now a six-time All-Star. There's only one other Royal that's had more than that. Who would that be, Steve McIntosh?
The guy in left field.
Nope.
No?
George Brett, 13-time All-Star.
Oh, I thought you were talking current Royals. Oh, no.
13-time All-Star.
Yeah, George would be the guy. Yep. You bet.
Last time the All-Star game was in the nation's capital was 1969. So it was nearly 50. It was 49 years ago.
Different stadium, too, right?
Yeah, yeah, it was an RFK back then. And Willie McCovey was the big star of that
game. Willie McCovey.
Hit two home runs for the National League. There were 19 future Hall of Famers in that
game. Played for the Giants. Big left-handed hitting first baseman, about 6'4".
Yep.
Willie could stroke the ball, man.
Boy, couldn't he?
He was good.
Tonight is the 89th All-Star Game. You can listen live. Oh. Coverage begins at 6 o'clock this evening, and that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Last night, the Wichita Wingnuts were in action up in Lincoln, taking on the Lincoln Salt Dogs. And it was a bases-loaded walk in the bottom of the 11th that gave Lincoln the win over the Wingnuts 3-2 last night as an extra-inning game got away from the Wingnuts. Wichita falls one game behind for a playoff spot. Wingnuts in Lincoln again tonight, taking on the Salt Dogs in Game 2 of this series at 6:45 this evening. Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
I know it's kind of early, but it's already time for our Prairie Fire coffee break on KNSS.
Get it fired up.
You bet. Prairie Fire Coffee, the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita.
Never too early.
You can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break.
6:22 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. He's talking about an important moral question. That's coming up, Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.